Test 5. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You overhear a young woman talking about starting a new job. What does she like most about it? A. The salary. B. The people. C. The hours.
When they first offered me the job, I couldn't believe my luck. I mean, there'd been loads of other people who'd applied, so I was amazed when they said the job was mine. The hours aren't too bad. Most of my friends seem to be working about the same number, and everybody's very friendly and helpful. I didn't expect to earn much, as I haven't got that much experience. But the best thing is that the pay is very generous. Added to which, there are all sorts of extras, like free travel to work, cheap meals in the staff canteen, and so on. When they first offered me the job, I couldn't believe my luck. I mean, there'd been loads of other people who'd applied, so I was amazed when they said the job was mine. The hours aren't too bad. Most of my friends seem to be working about the same number, and everybody's very friendly and helpful. I didn't expect to earn much, as I haven't got that much experience. But the best thing is that the pay is very generous. Added to which, there are all sorts of extras, like free travel to work, cheap meals in the staff canteen, and so on.
2. You hear a taxi driver talking about a passenger. What did the passenger do? A. Objected to the cost. B. Forgot his luggage. C. Lost an address.
Some people will forget their heads one day. I'm always getting people who jump into the cab and then look blank when I ask them where they want to go. They can't remember. So I say, sorry, you'll have to get out, otherwise it's going to cost you a fortune. So they get out, and later I'll find their suitcase or whatever on the back seat. One guy last week gave me the wrong address, and so when we eventually got to where he wanted to go, the fare was a lot. I had a right old argument with him over the price, and in the end I said either he paid or I'd call the police. Some people will forget their heads one day. I'm always getting people who jump into the cab and then look blank when I ask them where they want to go. They can't remember. So I say, sorry, you'll have to get out, otherwise it's going to cost you a fortune. So they get out, and later I'll find their suitcase or whatever on the back seat. One guy last week gave me the wrong address, and so when we eventually got to where he wanted to go, the fare was a lot. I had a right old argument with him over the price, and in the end I said either he paid or I'd call the police.
3. You hear two women talking about magazines. What is their attitude towards the magazines? A. They refuse to buy them. B. They like the free offers. C. They disapprove of them.
I know my daughter can't wait for the day when she can afford to buy all the magazines she wants.
There are so many of them as well. Surely they can't be all that different from each other.
Well, she tells me they are. They're certainly all full of glossy photos, so I imagine that's why they're so expensive.
And I've noticed that most weeks they all have different free offers stuck onto the front cover. Something like a CD or shampoo or cinema tickets.
Exactly. You can understand why they're so popular. And they're full of advertisements. Oh, you wonder how parents find the money for everything.
They probably don't.
I know my daughter can't wait for the day when she can afford to buy all the magazines she wants.
There are so many of them as well. Surely they can't be all that different from each other.
Well, she tells me they are. They're certainly all full of glossy photos, so I imagine that's why they're so expensive.
And I've noticed that most weeks they all have different free offers stuck onto the front cover. Something like a CD or shampoo or cinema tickets.
Exactly. You can understand why they're so popular. And they're full of advertisements. Oh, you wonder how parents find the money for everything.
They probably don't.
4. You hear a man talking about a local exhibition. What did he find interesting? A. Oil paintings. B. Old photographs. C. Advertisements.
There was a lot of good stuff. things I'd never seen before. There was one room full of paintings, done in oils by local artists. Not that I'd ever heard of any of them, but there's obviously a lot of talent around. Then in another room, there were pictures of local places taken, oh, I don't know, about 60 or 70 years ago, and they were fascinating. I recognised quite a few of the old buildings, and on one wall there was a collection of old advertisements, which must have been originals. They were so old and faded. There was a lot of good stuff, things I'd never seen before. There was one room full of paintings, done in oils by local artists. Not that I'd ever heard of any of them, but there's obviously a lot of talent around. Then in another room, there were pictures of local places taken, oh, I don't know, about 60 or 70 years ago, and they were fascinating. I recognised quite a few of the old buildings, and on one wall, there was a collection of old advertisements, which must have been originals. They were so old and faded.
5. You hear a woman explaining something to a child. What is she talking about? A. How to make a paper boat. B. How to build a model plane. C. How to draw a motor car.
OK, now let's take this large sheet of paper. Lay it flat on the table. It's not going to be folded. And you want to try and fit the complete drawing on this one sheet. Right. And now you need your pencils and a ruler and a rubber. We'll draw a wing first and then you can cut it out. That way you can lay the shape onto your piece of wood and draw around it. You'll have to do the same with the tail and the main body. And when it's finished, you can paint all those little windows onto the wood. OK, now let's take this large sheet of paper. Lay it flat on the table. It's not going to be folded. And you want to try and fit the complete drawing on this one sheet. Right. And now you need your pencils and a ruler and a rubber. We'll draw a wing first and then you can cut it out. That way you can lay the shape onto your piece of wood and draw around it. You'll have to do the same with the tail and the main body. And when it's finished, you can paint all those little windows onto the wood.
6. You hear two people discussing a friend. What has happened to their friend? A. He has broken his arm. B. He fell while out walking. C. He had a skiing accident.
I haven't seen him for ages.
Oh, haven't you heard? He's been in hospital, although he's home again now.
I'd no idea. The last I heard of him, he was on holiday with his wife. In fact, they always seem to be going away somewhere. Winter sports, climbing, sailing.
Well, apparently he had an accident when they were away. He slipped and broke his hip while they were walking. And although it's not serious, it's going to take him quite a time to recover.
Poor man. It can't be a year since he had that fall when he was skiing and they thought he'd broken a bone in his foot. I haven't seen him for ages.
Oh, haven't you heard? He's been in hospital, although he's home again now.
I'd no idea. The last I heard of him, he was on holiday with his wife. In fact, they always seem to be going away somewhere. Winter sports, climbing, sailing.
Well, apparently he had an accident when they were away. He slipped and broke his hip while they were walking. And although it's not serious, it's going to take him quite a time to recover.
Poor man. It can't be a year since he had that fall when he was skiing and they thought he'd broken a bone in his foot.
7. You hear a man talking about a book he has read. Why does he recommend reading it? A. Because it deals well with a boring subject. B. Because it treats buildings seriously. C. Because it is such an impressive book.
If you're into finding out about the latest developments in industrial design, then this is the book for you. The topic itself might sound quite dull, but the author manages to present the subject in a thoroughly imaginative way. What's more, the illustrations themselves are quite beautiful. There are ways of photographing buildings, bridges, arches and so on, so that they almost become works of art in themselves. So don't be put off by the price. Yes, it's expensive, but well worth it. It will open your eyes so that the ordinary will never look ordinary again. If you're into finding out about the latest developments in industrial design, then this is the book for you. The topic itself might sound quite dull, but the author manages to present the subject in a thoroughly imaginative way. What's more, the illustrations themselves are quite beautiful. There are ways of photographing buildings, bridges, arches and so on, so that they almost become works of art in themselves. So don't be put off by the price. Yes, it's expensive, but well worth it. It will open your eyes, so that the ordinary will never look ordinary again.
8. You hear a woman talking about a journey. What is she complaining about? A. The lack of information. B. The delay to her flight. C. The standard of the hotel.
If they'd have told us what was happening, it wouldn't have been so bad. But we sat there for about an hour with no clear indication as to what was going on. Then finally we boarded the plane, only to be told that there was an engine fault and there would be further delay. Well, finally, it turned out that we wouldn't be taking off at all that night. But the first we heard about it was when we were told to board the buses. The buses, which were waiting outside the terminal to take us to our hotel. OK, so it was a luxury hotel, but that was the least they could do. If they'd have told us what was happening, it wouldn't have been so bad. But we sat there for about an hour with no clear indication as to what was going on. Then finally we boarded the plane, only to be told that there was an engine fault and there would be further delay. Well, finally, it turned out that we wouldn't be taking off at all that night. But the first we heard about it was when we were told to board the buses. The buses, which were waiting outside the terminal to take us to our hotel. OK, so it was a luxury hotel, but that was the least they could do.
That's the end of part 1.